Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The U.S. Central Command has declared Iraqi forces have retaken the city of Mosul from ISIS. CBS News military analyst, retired Army Major Mike Lyons is on our newsline. Mike, put this into perspective. How big a victory is this?
Well, first and foremost, Mosul has deep symbolic importance for ISIS, and by their defeat now, they are virtually in full retreat mode. The Islamic State overran Mosul in June of 2014, declared the caliphate, went to the mosque there and did that. You saw their leader do that. So it's taken the Iraqi forces a significant amount of time, almost 3 years now. But at this point, the fact that they've rebuilt their military, have this kind of victory, I think it's going to give them the rest of the momentum to eject ISIS from the rest of their country and really restore the Iraqi border, which is their primary objective.
So where does that leave ISIS if they don't have much of Iraq left?
You know, they're trying to consolidate inside of Syria at this point, but that's not going well at all. You see Secretary Mattis now has stepped up the operations inside Iraq. For all practical purposes, ISIS has been defeated there. In fact, the things that I see him doing, focusing on the ceasefire, for example, to the south and to the east, and the south and to the west of the country, tells me that he feels that Raqqa, for all practical purposes, will fall pretty soon as well. So the caliphate, the center of gravity, the place where they generate revenue, all those things are now gone. ISIS is now going to exist as an ideology throughout certain areas in Europe and in the Middle East until it's until the ideology is crushed.
Well, that was going to be my next question. How do we fight an ideology as opposed to people on the ground?
Well, it's difficult, challenging. The same thing happened during World War II, where they matched the ideology with the nation state, as we saw in Nazi Germany. But once the geography goes, I'll go out and say I think you're going to see a lot of it go away as well. There'll be a clampdown in Europe as some of the sleeper cells will likely be eliminated there. And already their capability of recruiting, all of those things are gone now. So, you know, it'll slowly wear down. It's not gone. Obviously, there's places still inside of Iraq that ISIS has control of. So that still has to happen. It's going to continue for a little bit before we can actually say that ISIS itself has been stamped out.
Finally, Mike, from the Iraqi side of things, Iraqi forces, are they finally up to speed on their own? Because, you know, for years we've been talking to you about how they needed the U.S.'s help and support. And I know they helped in you know, taking over Mosul again. But where are Iraqi forces at this point?
Well, the good news is the Iraqi Special Forces did a tremendous job here. And let's say between 60 and 75,000 forces were involved with this. And that's a good thing to have that many forces that's competent to do this. However, in the grand scheme of things, a country like Iraq, with the borders it has, needs 300,000 to 400,000 troops that are well trained. They still have a ways to go in order to accomplish that mission, but this is a good start. They had to, you know, kind of grow up and learn along the way. They took a lot of casualties, but until they get to be 150,000 to 200,000 to eventually those larger numbers, I don't think that they can really defend themselves just yet without the help of U.S. air power, which was a significant impact in the battle in Mosul.
CBS News military analyst Mike Lyons. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Michael.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.